Book 4, Canto 3, The Call to the Quest, pages 374b to 376. One force shall be your mover and your guide. One light shall be around you and within. Hand in strong hand confront heaven's question, life. Challenge the ordeal of the immense disguise. Ascend from nature to divinity's heights. Face the high gods, crowned with felicity. Then meet a greater god, thyself beyond time. This word was seed of all the thing to be. A hand for some greatness opened her heart's locked doors, and showed the work for which her strength was born. As when the mantra sinks in yoga's ear, its message enters, stirring the blind brain, and keeps in the dim ignorant cells its sound. The hearer understands a form of words, and, musing on the index thought it holds, he strives to read it with the laboring mind, but finds bright hints, not the embodied truth. Then, falling silent in himself to know, he meets the deeper listening of his soul. The word repeats itself in rhythmic strains. Thought, vision, feeling, sense, the body's self, are seized unutterably, and he endures an ecstasy and an immortal change. He feels a wideness and becomes a power. All knowledge rushes on him like a sea, transmuted by the white spiritual ray. He walks in naked heavens of joy and calm, sees the God face, and hears transcendent speech. An equal greatness in her life was sown. Accustomed scenes were now an ended play. Moving in muse amid familiar powers, touched by new magnitudes and fiery signs, she turned to vastnesses not yet her own. Allured, her heart throbbed to unknown sweetnesses. The secrets of an unseen world were close. The morn went up into a smiling sky, cast from its sapphire pinnacle of trance. Day sank into the burning gold of eve. The moon floated a luminous waif through heaven and sank below the oblivious edge of dream. Night lit the watchfires of eternity. Then all went back into mind's secret caves, a darkness stooping on the heaven bird's wings, sealed in her senses from external sight, and opened the stupendous depths of sleep. When the pale dawn slipped through night's shadowy guard, vainly the newborn light desired her face. The palace woke to its own emptiness. The sovereign of its daily joys was far. Her moonbeam feet tinged not the lucent floors. The beauty and divinity were gone. Delight had fled to search the spacious world.